This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, March 3, a burnt offering. Our passage comes from Genesis chapter 22. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said. "But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." God tells Abraham to sacrifice his beloved son. Why would God ask such a thing? If I were Abraham, I would have searched for excuses to not sacrifice my son. "God, doesn't this go against your promise? Shouldn't you also ask my wife about her thoughts? If I'm asked to sacrifice our son, I can't ignore her opinions, can I? And what would happen if I told my neighbors that I sacrificed my son when they asked me, 'Where is your son? I haven't seen him in a while.' Is it even right to sacrifice a person in the first place?" I could come up with lots of questions and excuses, but Abraham obeyed God's words. Imagine the pain in Abraham's heart as a father who dearly loved his son as he took Isaac away to Moriah. And when Abraham obeyed God by acting in faith, what did God do? God showed him a ram that could be sacrificed in place of Isaac. Many years later, God also prepared another sacrifice, his own beloved son, Jesus, who died in our place. As the Savior of the world, Jesus gave up his own life to pay the price of our sin and to give us eternal life. God is the thoughtful God who looks and prepares ahead for our future. What a blessing it is to believe in God. Pray with me. Loving God, give us the faith to obey you in all situations. Help us to obey as Abraham did when you tested him and blessed him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.